picture shows the damage that is caused by gluten to the microvilli in someone who suffers from celiac disease. As you can see, the image on the left, a healthy intestine, has much greater surface area than the one on the right, damaged by gluten consumption. One challenge of diagnosing celiac disease is that there are no classic signs or symptoms. For each person, it may be different. Most people with celiac disease have complaints of bloating, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Some people develop anemia, joint pain, stomach pain, irritability or depression, dental and/or bone disorders like osteoporosis, foul-smelling or oily stools, skin rash, weight loss, and stunted growth in kids. These symptoms can also imitate other conditions. Further testing of these symptoms is needed to determine the root problem. Dermatitis herpetiformis is a skin rash that is itchy and blistery disease on the elbows, knees, and buttocks that is also caused by gluten intolerance. It is a sure sign of celiac disease. This photo shows dermatitis herpetiformis on the elbow. People with celiac disease can also have silent celiac disease, meaning they have no outward symptoms of the disease. However, consumption of gluten still causes the same damage to the small intestine. These people must still follow a gluten-free diet. Shown here is a pie chart depicting the prevalence of some common symptoms of celiac disease. As you see, diarrhea in blue affects about 15% of patients with celiac disease. Infants or children with celiac disease will not develop properly and be classified as failure to thrive, which is in red. Other symptoms that affect celiac disease sufferers include anemia, emotional issues, stomach pain, distended abdomen, vomiting and constipation, and a variety of other symptoms. Lately, there has been a fad of people interested in following a gluten-free diet. As gluten-free foods keep coming up on the market, there are many people who are choosing to eat gluten-free, but who don't have celiac disease. Gluten is only harmful to those who are diagnosed with celiac disease. For the rest, gluten doesn't have a negative effect. There are some people who don't have celiac disease who report feeling better when consuming no gluten. Whether this is the placebo effect or there is actually an intolerance is yet to be determined. No current research can back up these claims. By law, wheat flour must be enriched and fortified, whereas other non-wheat flour products are not required to do so. There is no harm in eating gluten-free, however, lack of certain nutrients found in fortified wheat products, including vitamin B1, B2, B3, and iron, may be seen. In this photo, Chelsea Clinton's gluten-free wedding cake made the news this summer, publicizing the gluten-free trend.